All right, this is a setting the bar story. Kelly, this is
an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever missed a bus or been late to a flight or missed your flight. Man, that could be stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if you can manage to make it through the day without getting stranded on a remote island when you're supposed to be on the cruise ship, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Add this to a list of reasons why I've never done a cruise.
Yeah. Eight Americans stranded on an African island.
Apparently,
they were late getting back to the ship while on some kind of private tour, you know, like the ship went to port or whatever. And,
the tour guide did reach out and tell the ship, hey, we're running late.
Yeah. Well, apparently that didn't work. His name's Jay. He's talking about being stranded and actually just trying to get back on the ship because they're coming back to port and they see their ship. They see
it. It's still docked.
They're trying to get back on.
The harbor master tried to call the ship. The captain refused to call. We sent emails to NCO. They said, well, the only way for us to get in touch with the ship is to send them emails.
Wait, you got to send them an email? That seems very passive.
That seems very, very slow. Like, let's text.
Yeah.
To our emails, the captain could have made an easy decision to turn one of the timber boats back, pick us up, safely load us, and then go on the way. They had no port of call for the next day. They were simply going to be at sea.
Yeah, so he was just saying basically that the ship wasn't going to necessarily, didn't have to be at a destination that very next day.
Yeah, they weren't going to be late.
Sea. Right. But yeah, eight passengers that were on a cruise ship got stranded on an island. Well,
and this is the thing. This is one of those places that's not easy to get out of.
Right.
Like, they don't have a major, like, huge airport that they could just get a ride to and find a flight out.
I think they did wind up getting a boat to take them out to the ship.
That was a big ordeal, though.
Yeah, it was a big ordeal. But what a nightmare scenario that is.
So, jeez.
Yep, setting the bar.
Wow.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, if you are headed out on a cruise, just know that they mean business when they say, hey, be back here by 1 o'clock.
Because the cruise line's kind of doubling down, just like, well, you just got to be back. You don't miss the all aboard.
I was going to say, you were late. All right, there you go. That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 JX.